To that.
Well, Craig. Right now, though, it is time to discuss the events of Saturday night when I went to the Palladium to wander way outside the normal traffic lanes in which I travel.
This is stranger to me than Celine Dion and Cher put together.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, because at least they're your age.
Yeah, it's well outside the normal traffic lanes in just about every way for me. But I went to see Girl Talk at the Palladium.
Hip hop.
I never even heard of Girl Talk until the Friday when we discussed you going. Like, I'd never heard of anything
rap music
concerning them.
I believe I mentioned it for the first time Thursday of last week, Wednesday or Thursday.
So it was getting a lot of press in town, like on The Observer and Quick and DMN. And well, then you read some crap out of, what, the Times?
Yeah, the New York... I first read about him and heard about him for the first time the previous Sunday when there was a story about him in the New York Times magazine. And it talked about what this guy does. And the thing that I was taken by was the description of this incredible hysteria and mania and how big this is. How big this is getting and how big it is.
How old is this guy?
Well, he's probably 35 or so, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was really young.
No, I'd say he's in his 30s. But what he does is something that has been around for a long time, really. And I've been aware of it for a long time. It's never really been my scene. I've never been overwhelmed with any kind of curiosity about it. But I was about this when I started reading it. What he is one of these mashup guys who takes songs and forces them together and somehow makes it work. Except, as I understand it, and I'm, once again, help me with this because I'm...
You're doing great.
I'm a little bit... I'm talking about something I don't have a whole lot of firsthand knowledge of, but the way I understand it is most of these people that we refer to as DJs, they usually come up with beats or grooves or this or that of their own and throw them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them make a name for themselves doing that. And like I say, that's not a scene that appeals that much to me. It's of minor interest. And I'm really not sure why this did. But what this guy does is he does the same thing completely with the music of other people. And he makes these CDs and he puts them on the internet for free.
Because he can't charge for them, otherwise it'd be illegal.
Right.
Because it ain't his music.
That's right. It would open up copyright hell. In fact, someday, it still might. You know, that's a very nebulous... It's a very nebulous ground that he's playing on right now, and one that has not been real clearly defined anywhere, you know, in legal circles. But so far, nobody has done anything about it. Nobody has tried to, you know, take him to court or tried to stop him from using their stuff or any such thing.
So when he was there at the Palladium, he's up on stage all by himself. And what's in front of him?
In front of him is a table. And he had monitor speakers on either side, small monitor speakers. I mean, not tiny ones like you get with a computer, but, you know, fairly small ones. And one of those blocked my clear vision. But from what I was told, and I was told this by someone who was up there on stage with him, he was doing this all on the fly on his laptop.
So you're watching a guy with a computer.
Yes, you are watching a guy with a computer. And what he does is he takes very odd combinations of well-known songs and mashes them up. And makes it work and makes sense and is making his way through this world doing this. And he makes money off of this by touring the country and doing shows such as this at the Palladium.
Tickets were
expensive.
35?
Yeah, I think they're about $35.
They may have been more than that.
Maybe. Possibly.
Because this is the only way he makes money is by touring. He can't sell those tunes.
I know, but $35 a ticket, you know, for 3,000 people or whatever it is, 3,500 people, that's a pretty good nut right there.
Yeah, and he's not like he's paying a band.
No, he's paying no one. No, it's him. He's paying his laptop.
He does have a crew of some kind.
Well, he's got to have a few people.
Because included in this is a big video screen, big lights, all manner of leaf blowers that blow out toilet paper and
so there is
confetti
dance
and
accessories.
Balloons. Right, dance accessories.
Essentially what this is a live rave.
Yeah.
Dance party.
And from what I understand, the makeup, the demographic is a lot of kids, a lot of chicks, and from what I understand, a lot of them are rolling. And
they're
by
X-ing?
That, I mean they're X-ing balls.
All right, before we get into the scene itself, I want to hear some of the... I've never heard anything...
You haven't heard anything?
No.
All right, let's start with this one. This is one of his compositions called Oh No. Should be easy to recognize a lot of this.
This was also his show opener.
Hit me! Generals gathered in their masses.
Get out of the way!
Just like witches at black masses.
Get out of the way, bitch! Get out of the way!
Who's the other?
You got Ludacris and Jay-Z. There's probably some other stuff on here, too.
So he puts a lot of songs together?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning.
Get out of the way, bitch. Get out of the way.
Death and hatred to mankind. Brainwash minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, no. The fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the hook back. Got the grill. It's a room. We can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting you. I'm not the wake up for the forehead. And if your wisdom is
all
right, tell me both days. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion. We run in the streets.
Is the place going crazy?
Yes. Now, he's stayed with this a lot longer than he normally stays with, you know, like one song.
Mm-hmm. How long does each song normally last?
Sometimes it lasts just seconds. Sometimes it'll be a whole section.
Now, you say he was acting on the fly. What does he have, like an iTunes library and a program to mix it all together and just throw songs?
Know?
I don't know.
He's probably got elements of... drum loops, of rap loops, of all the different elements, and he just is able to fly it in and make it fit. He knows the beats per minute of the bed,
yeah,
like the main
count.
Bed, and he can count and know when to fly this stuff in.
That's pretty
impressive.
Cool. Yeah, it is. It's a skill. Okay.
Here's not the next one, Groobs, but go to the one after. Is this 6ix9ine? Yeah. This is supposed to have Tom Petty in it.
Did you hear Tom Petty song?
Yeah. Now you just heard a little snippet of Got to Be Real from the disco days.
This guy obviously understands dynamics and how to get the crowd up and down and into a frenzy and then just going crazy at the end.
And the funny thing about it is this all sounds...
Oh, here's American girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Before we like this one, let's do the next one, Groobs. This is Radiohead and Jay-Z.
It is?
Yeah, it is. He's Radiohead.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect.
Yeah.
The most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash.
Okay.
Boys in blue who put green before the badge.
Okay.
The first push who ever made the stash.
Okay.
The rock boys in
how long
the
did he play?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
It's one long tune. It never stops, right?
No, never stops. Occasionally, he'll fade it down to change the groove, you know, like he's got this tempo going right now. And he'll get on the mic and he'll say, I want y'all to come with me, Dallas, Texas, and start something else, you know. And
so he talks.
Yeah, he talks.
Is he white or black?
He's white. He doesn't talk a lot. I mean, he just basically came out and said, how's Dallas, Texas feeling right now? And said he wanted to thank everybody for selling this MF-er out.
That's another thing. I've never been to a show at the Palladium that was 100% sold out. Ever.
Well,
and this, a DJ sold it out.
Well, and let me tell you something. I don't know the ins and outs of shows at the Palladium too much, because I haven't been to that much there. But number one, it's a very big room.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they have a lot of metal shows and stuff there, and I'm sure some of those acts do very well for them inside that realm. But I would wager that this is probably one of their top five nights ever.
No doubt.
As far as, you know,
number, all things told.
Yeah, as far as how they did at the bars and stuff and people in the place, because it took forever to get drinks. And I mean, there were all the way back to the very back of the place, it was just, there were just tons of
people. All the way back.
Yes.
Because normally when you get back to that area,
you got a little respite.
Yeah.
You know, from the
past the soundboard and
the
stuff.
Gang.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there was a little bit of room back there, but there were still a ton of people standing around.
Right.
And out on the main floor, it was just a packed throng.
Bouncing up and down.
Yeah. And I know this suggests that dancing is going on, you know? Like, this sounds like dance music or something, but there wasn't too much dancing going on. There was just a lot of bouncing
bobbing.
Up and down and bobbing and stuff like that. And they all stood there all throughout this thing, and that's what they did.
Because they were high as kites. Let's listen to one more. The last one, Groobs. This is the Rolling Stones and hot rapper Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, I remember hearing this. A little bit of Young Rascals there.
Yellow paint. Them getting scared of it, but them hoes ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at them hoes' face. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. It's the big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got some chicken checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule. No love for them, we're getting breaking hearts. No keys, push to start.
Have you heard that guitar part of Painted Black that well?
He must have a musical Rolodex that is infinite, you know?
And he's got to have some great software to be able to isolate this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I doubt he's got access to the multi-track tapes.
Yeah, that's like what the bands and studios have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said the other day, you probably need a really strong understanding of hip-hop to really get into this and really grasp it, which I don't have. So,
were you into it?
Hip-hop? Well, see, that's the thing. This was so far out of the realm for me that I had no frame of reference.
But did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Did you stay for the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
Did you find yourself bouncing?
I was into it, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I didn't have anything to compare it to. I can't compare him to others who do this type of thing.
That's the thing, is I think after like an hour, I mean, maybe it's so impressive that it just keeps building and building, and I'm more and more impressed.
It goes by fast, man. I mean, the hysteria that he causes is so crazy and so intense that you get caught up in it.
I just feel like I need to see something more. I need to see guys up there with instruments, but I may not. I mean, I'd like to see it. Check this thing out.
It's good people watching, too.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I'd like to talk about that next. I'd like to talk more about the scene, the people that were there. And I'd also like to talk about how Mike was received. Maybe we can do that with Jake Z, who was there as well.
All right. That will be coming up next here on The Ticket. All right. A couple of advisories here. First of all, it ain't girl talk, but come see Petty Theft Friday night at Tolbert's in Grapevine.
Same crowd.
Downbeat there will be 9:30. Yes, it will be largely the same crowd, for sure.
Yes, X-ing 20-year-old girls.
There was more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you would like to see the Little Mavericks, Corby, your Mavericks, take on the Mighty Lakers, then send your name and number to p1@theticket.com, and you could be in the house to cheer on your Mavs.
Sounds sure. Like a
great deal. Is that exciting, little buddy?
He's such a jerk.
I know.
So are you excited about that?
See?
You want to go?
He hates them.
No, I don't.
I'm not getting into this with you anymore. If you want to hate on your local teams, fine.
I don't hate on local teams.
Yeah, why don't you move to San Antonio?
Yeah, with all your gay friends.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You'll live on the Riverwalk.
How about that?
That sounds
like
great.
That one?
Yeah.
Pee on the Alamo.
That's a great comeback. Never heard that one before. All right. One of my fellow revelers at Girl Talk the other night joins us now. He is none other than Jake Z.
Gentlemen.
Jake Z, hosting the top 10.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, he is a real aficionado of hip-hop, this brand of music, along with
hip-hop,
Girl Talk, right? Rap music.
Yeah, I try to be.
How long has Girl Talk been around?
Probably 2005, 2006, something like that.
Is he 35? Is Mike correct?
I think he's 30.
30?
30, 31, okay. Something like that. But
he sounds, does he sound black when he talks?
No.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
No, he is decidedly
very,
white.
Very, very white.
And let me tell you what else is very, very white.
What?
His crowd.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Girl Talk is 29.
So this is like...
His name is Greg Gillis.
Greg Gillis.
This is
like a newsman.
This is like...
It's Ty.
Okay. All right. Sorry, like Ty. Easy access hip-hop for the white kid?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it's easy access everything. Like, the riffs he uses, everybody knows War Pigs.
Yeah.
You know, even people from my generation, they hear that. They immediately know the Black Sabbath. You know, they know the Painted Black guitar riff.
Now, my plan, as I told you boys the other day, the way I thought I was going to play this was to go to the bar immediately, get a drink, and linger around the perimeter and watch it all. But once I got there, my plan changed. And I decided this needed to be observed at a little bit closer range. So I was out there amongst the throng.
Really?
Pong? Yes.
No, throng, Mike.
For the entire duration of this thing, which is where I encountered Jake Z.
Hey, I was
standing
top 10.
Heads behind me. And after making my way, fumbling and raffling through a bunch of people to get back to him and say, hey, I did that.
How were you received fishing your way through that crowd?
Well, first of all, the crowd was not that different from Ticket Youth.
I bet you looked like a guy like fishing through a concert from like a ABC movie of a dude trying to find his runaway daughter that got into porn.
I know I'll find her here.
Where are you, Stacy?
Yeah. I bet you for the most part people did not even notice. It's such sensory overload.
It really
is. There's no break in between songs.
Yes,
for you to even look
around.
There's just so much going on.
Nobody was paying me any attention whatsoever.
Really. I mean, I don't even remember thinking that it was weird. I remember saying, hey, and him saying, is this it? And that was about it. There was no, like, my friends weren't like, who's this? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I got recognized a lot, but...
No! I got recognized a lot.
I bet P1 sent me photos of Mike.
But nobody said, man, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Looks, nothing?
No, there was none of that.
Because you stood out like a turd in a punch bowl.
Yes, I'm sure I did.
What'd you wear?
Like an army jacket.
I wore my green jacket and a t-shirt.
Your default green jacket that we got for free at the grocery store a couple years ago.
When we were cold.
Yeah.
When we were cold.
Seriously, a guy came up and gave us jackets, and Mike wears it every other day
now.
Right, because Killer decided to put you next to frozen foods.
Yeah.
No, actually, we were right out
in
the
entryway. Yeah, yeah.
But as far as the race thing, I really don't think this plays well with the Afro-American crowd at all. Like, this
why?
Is not, because, if you listen, he's using a lot of hip-hop lyrics, but he's not using much as far as hip-hop instrumentation at all.
Rap music.
I mean, it's a lot of classic rock, indie rock. He uses a ton of, you know, Arcade Fire and stuff like that. That
yeah.
Soft I just rock. Don't think that a lot of black utes identify with at all. Whereas people my age, you know, like, and the lyrics he chooses are... For the most part, singles. Like, it's stuff everybody's heard.
Yes, Jake Z was telling me that as far as the hip-hop that he uses,
right.
it's pretty mainstream stuff.
He's not going deep?
No, he's not rolling real deep, and he doesn't roll real deep with the other stuff either.
Right.
I mean, Jake played me a Hannah Montana song that he was mixing up, right?
Yeah, he throws the Miley Cyrus in there, and it brought the place down.
He played Party in the USA. That got everybody going.
And then there was Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, Kevin, Since You've Been Gone got everybody going. And you know what else did?
No.
Whoa, ho, ho, it's magic.
Yeah. Well, that's the secret to this guy's success is that he keeps it mainstream.
Very, very mainstream.
Yes. He keeps it mainstream and he's also practicing the art of the eye show. because he gets the audience real involved. Mm-hmm. He lets people up on the stage around him. I mean, a throng of them were up there surrounding him.
He's got no security or nothing.
Well, yeah,
he does. He lets you up there.
Yeah. He does now. He's got security now. His people choose who gets to go up there and who doesn't. There was a time when he didn't do that, when he would let just anybody up there.
The last time I saw him, it was a complete free-for-all.
But
where did he play last time?
It was Palladium.
Oh, really?
2008.
Was it that crowded then?
Maybe a little bit more this time, but I mean, I think it was sold out both times. So, I mean, it's just packed. Like whenever he puts out an album, I think it's like illegalart.com or something like that, you have trouble getting it that day because there's so many people trying to download it that day. They have to go to like different, you know, third-party MP3 sites and stuff like that because that's the only way to get it.
That was one of the first things they wrote about in the article about what happens when this guy puts out something new. And that's one of the first things that got my attention. And they also did say that he used to let just anybody up there, but now he can't.
So, do you have a handle on the exact ticket price?
It was like 35 plus fees. You know, you end up paying so 42, $43. Yeah.
Essentially, I read on StubHub, like days before the show, the tickets were going for up to $200.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yes. I can honestly tell you.
I'm telling you, this is hysteria.
It's one of the biggest, best live experiences I've ever had, both times. Just because it's not like anything else. You know, like you said, there's no stopping. It's just such a spectacle. And like I was telling Mike last week, you know, whenever you have a party, like at your house, you're at a house party or something, you can put this on and just play it, and everybody knows the songs, everybody likes it. It's not, I don't know, it's just, it's like going to a house party with 3,000 people.
It's
kind of what it feels like.
And he's got video that takes shots of the crowd and puts them up on the video screen, so there's more of the eye show thing.
Were there any breasts?
No, I didn't see any breasts.
Is the light show in the back and the video show that you got back there, is it all kind of in sync with the music?
Yes.
Kicking in and stuff?
Yes.
So it's a big production.
Yes, it's a rock show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a rock show, except there's no band.
And he kind of,
except there's no band, and there are people from the crowd on the screen and up there on the stage. And everybody that's not on the screen or up there on the stage, out there in the crowd, he somehow gets them to feel like they're very involved in all this.
Did you smell dope?
Not only did I smell it, I saw it.
Oh no,
Mike. Yes, I could have made busts.
Did you faint?
OMG. No, Corby, I didn't faint.
I didn't either.
I see you're taking grass.
I didn't say anything.
Plan on going to college.
I didn't say anything to anybody about any of that.
I think the light show is necessary when there's no band up there. You know, you don't have a guitar player keeping you engaged with his wankery or whatever. So you gotta have
some visual thing to focus upon, and
that,
you know,
works.
As great as he may be at what he does, I don't know how great a visual there is there. But then again, there were so many people up on the stage, and for most of it, I was obscured by the monitor speaker that I really couldn't see him and what he was doing. Occasionally, he would jump up there up on the table with the microphone and yell at everybody, or run from one side to the other and get everybody going, or you know, that type of thing. But he never allowed the energy in the room to die or even wane. And it was something to see.
Would you go back again?
I don't know. For me, this might be a one and done thing, but I don't know. I had a good enough time to where if somebody wanted to go to it, then yeah, sure, I would go. If wanted to go, I'd go.
I feel like we missed out on something, don't you?
I really do. Like some sort of cultural phenomenon.
Yes, you did.
It is. That's what it is. That's the best way to describe it.
It is a cultural phenomenon.
Because even though it doesn't really play that well, maybe with the black crowd, this is like one of the only shows that you could tell me it's going to be 50% populated by frat douchers, and I don't have any problem with that. Because it plays well with them. It plays well with maybe people like me who dig, contrary to what you may think after my Rolling Stones opinion, a little bit deeper for music. It plays well across several crowds, and it really is like a representation of my generation's, the way we consume music.
It was something akin to a ticket crowd there that night.
How were the girls?
Down toward the younger demographic.
It is heavy on quality in the female category. Yes. Yes. Well, anywhere you see a 50% frat doucher crowd, you're going to see that too. They're there.
It's a girl thing. I think there were more girls than guys there.
So it was really cold, wasn't it, that night? So did they get in there and get in their tank tops and stuff and start... bouncing it around a little bit? I mean, were they showing? Was it a voyeur thing?
I'm not sure that showing is really that big with mine.
No, it wasn't.
Unfortunately.
Yep. Yeah, what happened? Generation.
Yeah, I don't know.
You missed out in the 70s and 80s homes because that's all they did.
80s?
However, one guy told me that at previous Girl Talk shows that I was talking to before the thing started, he told me that two guys that he knows independent of each other who do not know each other had both told him that while down there in the throng at Girl Talk shows, they had received Hanges.
You're kidding.
Well, that is a load of garbage. That's such a Hank Moody dream.
I definitely believe that.
No way.
I definitely believe that.
How?
I believe it too.
No, because
there's too crowded down there. Yeah. Your wiener's going to hit somebody.
There's no way that none of you have received the concert Hange before, right? Am I the only one?
You have?
I'm just saying. It's
standing up?
It's possible.
What about the guy in front of you when it all comes to a screeching halt?
I mean, I'm not talking about a pants off, dance off here, but you can get a little. You can get a hand in there, right? Come on.
Yeah, it can be done.
What are you wearing? Like size 38 waist? Be able to have enough room?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know how it was done. I didn't ask about the mechanics.
I'm not surprised. Let me just say that.
That's just what one guy told me.
Okay, so it shows like this, and I know it's the antithesis of like a Grateful Dead show or something like that, but the parking lot, it's kind of the same theme as far as it's drug fueled. There's a lot of people, probably a third of the crowd maybe, that's on some heavy narcotics, right? Would you say? Maybe more?
I don't know about a third, but
a bunch.
A good fraction.
There's a good portion, yeah.
Okay. All right. So is there drug activity in the parking lot? Are there dudes out there that you can see like selling stuff? And
I don't know about that. I don't think that's...
I parked in the parking lot and I didn't see any of that.
You didn't? Nah. Okay.
They planned ahead.
Yeah. Pack it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Dallas. It requires a little planning. This is not the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, that's probably, he plays at festivals a lot too. It's really big festival.
Oh, yeah. Artist.
And at that stuff.
Oh, he's a big festival act?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's played Coachella and wherever else. Vegas, the one they have out in Las Vegas. Yeah, he's a big time festival act.
So this dude's rich.
Well, it's tough to gauge. I mean, I know you don't make as much money off record sales now as you used to, but he can't make any.
Right, but I don't think it hurts him at all. If he's selling out places like the Palladium in Dallas, too.
It's not like he has to pay a band.
No, he pays nothing. And it's not like he's got a truck that he's driving around in.
Yeah, he's got minor production costs.
Nothing, man.
He's got a bus, man.
Honda Accord.
He's got a bus.
He's got a toilet paper cannon and some strobes.
He's got a bus, and he's bound to have a truck. And he's got a crew of probably, I don't know, four. Maybe a... peeps.
Okay, they got one guy over there with like a backup power source for his Samsung. I mean, what else do you need? He's got a laptop and a cord that goes to the PA.
Now, guy that runs a light show.
Seven.
Yeah. But yeah, he's rich. I just don't know how rich. But he's doing well.
Well, I don't know how long this phenomenon can last. I don't know if this is something that's going to stand the test of time or anything like that. But it was a fun night. Yes, I did have a good time. Yes, I did enjoy it. That's really about the only gauge I can use.
Now, you're uncircumcised.
That's a terrible follow-up question.
Yes, I am.
Did you meet the girl of your dreams?
Did I?
Yeah.
No,
there's a lot of chicks there.
No, I didn't meet any girls.
Will you marry me? I love you too, Girl Talk.
I need you.
I need you.
Well, I'm glad you went.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
So
very proud.
It was good times. I'd go again. Next time, they'll hook me up.
No problem.
All right, up next, Bar Talk.